Transmission.
Well, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting here on my floor in front of my TV with two things nearby. One, a sleeping cat, so fluffy, and a giant cup of tea. Oh, it's kind of hot, but good. Yummy. Uh-oh. There's a good header. No, but it's saved by the goalie. I was trying to drink my tea and watch football at the same time. Very good tea today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the other thing you need to know, other than, you know, the tea is good, I am, of course, sitting here watching football, because that is what I do. Today is UEFA Champions League Match Day 7, or at least the continuation of Match Day 7. Match Day 7 is really 2 days, sometimes three, but we are watching Tottenham versus Juventus. And is this in Turin or is this in... Yeah, this is in England. This is a home game for Tottenham. And why is Juve wearing their yellow and blue kit? I do not know. I do not know. But anyway, this is an interesting game because this is the second leg. This is the second game of two. And the first game ended in a 2-2 draw. This game is currently 0-0. And if it were to end this way, then Tottenham would go through on away goals. So Juve is trying to get some away goals today and get that score up high enough to get them to go through. I was just distracted momentarily by Gigi Buffon's hair again. He's been changing it up a lot. He had the same haircut for 2 decades. And now it seems like he gets a new haircut every 3 months or so? Huh, if that. Oh, yeah. I do love drinking tea. So tasty, so good, and I need it. Man, I had a bizarre night. What did I do last night? I was watching TV until about 2:30 a.m. That's when I decided to lay down and go to sleep, and I did fall asleep pretty quickly. And then for some reason, I woke up at 5. I woke up 2.5 hours later and had just the weirdest feeling. And you know, this is the first day of taking my new medications and everything. And I was wondering, am I up and feeling weird because of my new meds? And I was kind of having a little bit of a freak out. And so I was just walking around in my house, and I thought, oh, I want to go outside. No, I can't go outside because it's, you know, 5 a.m. So I just sort of walked around in my house a little bit, and I watched the sunrise, and then I took a bath at one point, and I eventually went back to sleep, and I fell asleep before 8 a.m., shortly thereabouts. feeling a little bit better, but man, I was just about having a cow last night, and I can't even describe the feeling that I was having. It was just strange. It was not like anxiety, it was like this weird, I don't know, just weird, edgy, vaguely uncomfortable feeling that it was just so bizarre. So I just watched TV, and there's nothing on at 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, and I did some computer stuff, then I eventually got in the bathtub, and that chilled me out enough that I managed to go back to sleep. And now I'm sitting here going, geez, am I tired? How can I be tired? I think I got enough sleep altogether. But I don't want to go to sleep. I don't want to take a nap today, because then I will stay up late and maybe I won't sleep tonight. And don't want to do that again. So here I am, watching football. And it occurs to me we need to check the other game. I'm not sure what the other game is, but I do need to know who it is and who's playing. Oh my God. It's Man City versus Basel. And the score is 1-1. In Man City. But, you know, this is not a close game because the first leg ended, 4-0? And so Man City's up by 4 away goals. So I don't think they got much of anything to worry about here. And that's why we're going to flip back to the slightly more interesting game, Tottenham versus Juve. Do-do-do-do-do, what happened? The game has been stopped. What's my cat doing? Hi, Pippa. Pippa's awake now. And she's now licking her butt. She's licking her tail. Okay, so this guy went down. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, boy. And I'm wondering if I should check the mail. Oh, we might as well. Since this game has been halted momentarily, we'll stand up, put my shoes on, and we'll go out to the mailbox, see if we got any mail. Because I am kind of waiting for something important. So let's open the garage door. And what's the weather out here like today? I mean, is it good? No. There's still snow on the ground. It's not all that cold. It's just right around freezing. Open the mailbox. Nothing in the mailbox. Now, does that mean the mailman hasn't arrived yet? Or does that mean he's already been by and I just don't have any mail? I do not know. So we'll close the garage door and go back inside. Okay. Take off the old shoes here. Do, 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 do. And no, we didn't miss anything of the game. The score is still 0-0. Well, what else was I going to do today? Seems like there was something else I was going to do. Oh, it's Wednesday, right? Is it Wednesday? Tobe looks for a calendar. Yeah, oh yeah, of course it's Wednesday. It's the second Champions League day. So it has to be Wednesday. Which means Europa League is tomorrow. But if today's Wednesday, that means I gotta take out the trash. Was that what I was trying to remember, or was I gonna do something else today? I don't remember. I think I've got all my stuff done. All the stuff I was supposed to do. I think I got it all taken care of. Okay, so. Back to the game. Oh, there goes Pippa. Don't you want to watch football with me? Not right now. She went in to go have a kitty snack and maybe a little drink of kitty water. So, Tottenham's on the attack. Juve's getting guys back. Tottenham's going to have to halt. They bring it back to midfield, try to start working it forward, but no. Juve's defense keeping them from doing anything significant. And who is this referee? I do not even recognize this guy. Who is that? I don't know. Oh, we can't know them all. So let's drink some more tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. Why am I on a strange tea kick right now? Am I dehydrated again? Am I feeling a little bit dry? Maybe. Last couple of days, I think I've been a little bit dehydrated. I'm not sure if I'm drinking enough tea. I'll have to drink some more. I will have to drink some more. Oh, and I had two weird things happening to me this morning. Okay, remember I was just talking about how I woke up and I stayed up for 3 hours before I went back to sleep? After I went back to sleep, right before I woke up, I had a weird dream. Or I might have had two weird dreams. I can't remember. I'm not sure which ones are dreams and which ones really happened. First of all, I dreamt that I had some of that black cherry soda that I like. And it was in my refrigerator. And I was like, oh yeah, I gotta remember there's black cherry soda in the refrigerator. And then I thought I was awake. This is the weird part. I'm not sure if this really happened or not. I was laying here on the floor very early this morning. This would have been around 8 a.m. Or at least that's what I thought. And I heard my cat gagging. It sounded like my cat had a hairball. I have a very furry cat. She has very long hair, so she does get hairballs from time to time. And so I heard my cat, you know, coughing up a hairball. At least I thought I did. Because when I woke up this morning and started walking around the house, one of the first things I did was looked in the refrigerator for the black cherry soda, and I didn't have any. And I was also looking around for, you know, cat vomit on the floors, because I could have sworn I heard her gagging up a hairball. I've looked around and I cannot find any such hairballs on the floor anywhere. So, I don't know. Maybe I just dreamed it. Maybe I imagined it. I don't know what's going on. So that's why I'm weird today. Am I tired? I don't know. Am I mad that I don't have any black cherry soda? Yes, I am. And now I'm kind of wondering if I should go to the store. Should I go to the store and get some black cherry soda? It's so yummy. Do I want it that badly? Is there anything else I need at the store? Not really. I've got all my stuff, all my food, I got all my staples. I have no excuse to go to the store other than to buy my black cherry soda. Gosh, now I kind of, do I want to do that? Am I thinking, oh, I don't know. Maybe I should go to the store. Am I talking myself into going to buy some black cherry soda? It could happen. I don't really need to go to the store. Well, I sort of need to go to the little store to get waffles, but do they have the black cherry soda there? I can't remember. Ow, that was my wrist. Clunk. So anyway, I'm looking forward to spring because last night I got hungry for guacamole. And that's how I know spring is close to being sprung. When I started getting hungry for guacamole again. And so then I can switch to my spring and summer foods, which is stuff like guacamole and salsa and pico de gallo and tacos. And now I'm wondering, geez, now I kind of feel like making some tacos. Maybe I should go to the store, buy some taco stuff, get some black cherry soda. Yeah, but it's kind of cold. It's not that cold. Is it windy? Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling very indecisive again today as I continue to watch this game, which is still 0-0. Let's flip over to the other game real quick. Still 1-1. So we'll go back to Juve. Boy, do I feel like cooking today? I could make tacos, maybe. Am I really trying to talk myself into going to the store? Oh. No, it's really not necessary. It's really not necessary. But that doesn't mean I won't do it. I'm having some sort of crisis right now. Crisis of whether or not I feel like making tacos. Huh. And if I did go to the store, I could buy some flour, then we could, you know, do some shortbread experimentation. Maybe make some shortbread cookies. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. And I don't know if I... I don't remember if I told you this, but a couple days ago, the last time I went to this store, I bought some more shortbread cookies. And when I was being checked out, the cashier picked up the box of cookies and she ran it over the scanner. And it went beep. And she said, oh yeah, shortbread cookies, blah, 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 blah. Yes, these are very good, and blah, 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 blah. And she said, well, my friend is making shortbread and blah, 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 blah. Well, what is it? Come in here. Pippa's just sitting right outside the doorway. She's now meowing at me. What are you meowing at me for? So if people are making shortbread, maybe this means Tobe should be making shortbread too. Well, come over here, Pippa. I don't know what my cat's doing. Wigging out a little bit. Where did she go? Maybe we should go see what she's doing. What's the kitty cat doing? Oh, walking out of the room. I'm not in there. Pippa is just sitting in front of the door of my office. I'm not in there. I'm in this room. See? She's just looking up at the doorknob. Your keys don't want to go in there. I'm not in there. Okay. So the cat is just being weird. Oh, a cat is being strange? How unusual. Yeah, how unusual. Anywho. Oh, here we go. Tottenham on the attack. Son has the ball. It takes a shot. Oh, it just goes wide of the far post. Oh, that's too bad. But, oh, hi, Pippa. Pippa has come back into the room now. Where are you going? You going to have a drink? What you doing in there? Did I fill that? Yeah, I filled the water up last night. Okay, yeah. Pippa has some fresh water. And plenty of food. She's a happy cat, and I can hear her chomping on her snacks right now. So that's good. And in here we have Tottenham on the attack again. And as the ball goes into the box, Son gets it again at about the 6-yard box. Oh, and there's the goal. And Son gets the goal. It was bouncing around in front of the goal there for a minute. Then I thought they were clearing it out. It popped up. Son got his foot on it, and boom, it goes past Gigi Buffon into the goal. Tottenham 1, Juventus 0. That makes the aggregate score Tottenham 3, Juventus 2. That was sort of odd. Boom, boom, boom. Ball pinballs around. See, here it comes in on what's his name. Then that guy gets it blocked. Then it goes over there. Comes back to Son. Boink. And there he just gets enough of foot on it to... Perfect. Just beautiful. Oh, well. I don't really have a dog in this fight. I don't know who I'm rooting for. I like Tottenham because they're an English team, and I like Juventus because, well, they're a really old team. And I like this tea. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I am a little bit dehydrated again. I need to drink some more tea. I need to get lots of tea in me. I like tea. In all reality, I'm still just mad at the weather. Oh, because it's been so up and down here. We have 2 days of, you know, nice warm weather where we can go outside. Then we have snow and storms and lots of wind and cold temperatures. So the earth keeps teasing me. It keeps pretending that it's going to be spring and you can go out and find some marmots and some other dudes. And then no, it's got to be snowy and windy and cold again. It's making me mad. And it's cold again today, and there's a draft coming in, and I think I'm getting a cramp in my foot. Ow. That's sort of annoying. Maybe I should sit in a different position. There we go. Yeah, or maybe I need to get into the bathtub. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, but we're not going to be able to do that for about another, 8 minutes? So yeah, I think I'm going to get into the bathtub after this and just chill out and read my book for like an hour. What am I reading today? Well, actually I started it yesterday or the day before. I'm reading Zodiac by Neal Stephenson. I'm just going through all my favorite books again, I guess. So yeah, a couple days ago I started reading Zodiac again for the I don't know how many millionth time. But I haven't picked it up in a while. All these books that I've been reading, I haven't read in 10 years. I haven't read them, possibly longer than that. I haven't read them since I've moved into this house. I remember unpacking the books and putting them on that bookcase right over there. And I haven't taken them off since then, so I'm glad to be going through these books again. And I am enjoying Zodiac, the story of a guy and his rigid inflatable boat as he fights giant chemical companies who are dumping illegal waste. And so that's a great book. It's a fun story. The main character, Sangamon Taylor, is hilarious and entertains me to no end. So I'm looking forward to getting back into that. I must be at least 50 pages into it. I'm on like chapter 10. The chapters aren't very long. So I'm excited. I'm excited to go back to reading that, because I do love to read books, and I'm glad I can read again. I was having a hard time reading, like, say, 6 months ago. I could not keep my attention on the page. I would try to read, and I'd read about a paragraph, and my mind would start to wander. And then I'd read the same paragraph over and over again, and it was just driving me crazy. It's the stress. I'm so stressed out lately. But not today. Today I'm feeling a little bit more mellowed out. Especially after last night's weird little episode. Oh, that was kind of odd. And so I am in a good mood. Feeling a little bit better today. But I am still feeling a little bit sluggish. Oh, why am I a slug today? I don't think I got my required amount of sleep, to be perfectly honest. Let me think. I slept for 2.5 hours, and I was up for 3 hours, then I slept. How long did I sleep? Oh, I went to sleep at about 8 a.m., and I woke up again at about 10:45, so that's another 2 hours and 45 minutes. So I've slept about 7 hours, or 6 hours, or I can't do the math in my head right now. But I can drink this tea. Oh, it's so good. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm a little off today. But I don't know. I could be worse. And where are we at this game? Oh, yeah. Juve's got the ball. Oh, and they just gave it up to Tottenham. Tottenham brings it into their penalty area. Oh, and there's a foul just outside the box. That's going to be a free kick for Tottenham in a very dangerous position. Oh, and is the referee going to his pocket? Is he going for a card? No, they didn't show it. Did that guy get carded? It didn't look like it was that bad. So now Eriksen and what's-his-name are standing over the ball. And this is just outside the penalty area on the left side. Eriksen takes it. Oh, he takes it short over to Harry Kane, who drives it in. But no, Juve gets ahead on it. But now Eriksen has it back in the corner. Eriksen puts his foot on it. Oh, and it goes. Oh, I thought it was going out. No, other Tottenham guy saves it. But then Juve guy kicks it out. And it is no longer a threat. Oh, and now Tottenham plays it all the way back to their goalie to spread everything out. And they're starting to work their way forward again. Oh, yes. I have to do my own commentary on some of these games because it's either that or listen to Alexi Lalas, which I refuse to do. Oh, Alexi Lalas. Oh, the only person, the only American more annoying, actually the only person, yeah, Americans are the most annoying about soccer, because they never know what they're talking about. But there is someone even more annoying than Alexi Lalas, Julie Foudy. I'm not even sure she's ever even played the game, but supposedly she was on the national team. Well, then why doesn't she know anything about the game? Why does she say such crazy stuff? I'm just glad that I don't have to listen to her today. Or Alexi Lalas. So come on, Juve. Let's get something happening here. Oh, that was kind of a cheap shot. Juve guy just dropped another Tottenham guy. Referee says, "Don't give me no guff." And I don't blame him. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the president and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But it's time for me to get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, this is DJ ウーマタウェルカムトゥーマイヨノインラジオショー。